Warning, this program is a work of fiction and does not represent the thoughts or views of Christopher Walken. The show contains adult language, situations, and overly descriptive content. In other words, don't listen to the show.
And now, live from the sports desk, it's The Sports with Christopher Walken. Hey, what's up there, motherfuckers? It's me, Christopher, the King of Croquet Walken. Is it just me, or is every fucking player in the NBA a goddamn douchebag? First, this whole bullshit with the LeBron James and Chris Bosh and all those motherfuckers going and playing down where all the cocaine is. And now you got Chris Paul. He wants to get the fuck out of New Orleans. I can't say I blame him. I guess it's like fucking bodies floating in the street and dogs gnawing on him and shit. Doesn't seem like the best place to live, you know? But now it's fucking Caramel Anthony. He's got a problem with Denver. Same thing, you know, I guess there's bodies floating in the street in Denver too, but whatever happened to fucking loyalty to, like, stay with a goddamn team? That Caramel Anthony, he doesn't even fucking hold a candle to LeBron James as far as, you know, how good he is and shit. But that LeBron James, I just want to torture that fucker to death with rusty nails. I mean, first of all, the fucking Miami Heat, for Christ's sakes, what a terrible goddamn place to go. Any fucking team that retires the number of a player who never even fucking played on their team, they retired Michael Jordan's number. Jordan never fucking played for the Heat. I don't know if anybody in the fucking front office realized that when they made the announcement that we're going to retire this motherfucker's number. They never even retired any of their own numbers before that motherfucker. A fucking team so goddamn desperate to have a little bit of history of their own that they'd fucking retire the number of a player who never even played in the same state as them gets a hold of what could potentially be the best player of our generation, at least on paper. In real life, I think he's a fucking cocksucker, and I hope he gets tortured to death. Like, did you ever see that movie Fire in the Sky? Where the dude gets abducted by aliens and they, like, fucking drill into his eyeball and shit? Yeah, that should fucking happen to LeBron James. That, and I hope somebody busts his fucking kneecaps in half. Fuck you, LeBron James. If I had my druthers, I'd fucking lock you in a basement and torture your ass like that little clown guy from Saw. Except I wouldn't kill you, I'd just keep you in the fucking basement and make you eat, you know, my shit and urine. And I'd make sure to eat a lot of fast food so it'd be all nutty and squishy and fucking runny and shit. And I wouldn't drink water either. So you'd have, like, you know how you pee after you drink a lot of water and it's all clear and it doesn't even smell bad? No, I wouldn't do that. I'd deprive myself of liquids for a couple days so he has to drink, like, fucking paste urine. Speaking of douchebags, have you seen this bullshit with fucking Manny Ramirez? He won't even fucking speak English now. I didn't even know he was Spanish until I saw him getting translated for. I've heard the motherfucker speak English perfectly 1,000 times. Now all of a sudden he's Mexican. I know his last name is Ramirez, but I had a friend in high school named Kevin Ramirez, and that motherfucker was white as shit. I don't even think he knew how to say taco in Spanish. So while I'm feeding LeBron James my shit and piss, I'm gonna throw up into fucking Manny Ramirez's mouth. Then I'm gonna lock his ass into a room and play nothing but Justin Bieber all fucking day. All right, before I go, sports fans, I know you're all excited, just as I am. Next week, NFL starts back up. I get so fucking sick of that time of the year when there's, like, nothing but fucking baseball on TV. Watching baseball is like watching paint dry. I think it's some sort of experiment to see how bored people in America really are. Because if you're bored enough to watch baseball, you might as well be watching fucking 2.5 Men on TV. Have you watched that show? God, I want to kill those motherfuckers. And everybody associated with that show. I'd like to go to their fucking houses, each one of them, and feed them my shit and piss just like I'm gonna do to LeBron James. And not just the cast and crew, like the cast and crew's family, friends, dogs. I'm gonna shit in the fishbowl at Charlie Sheen's house. Cancel that goddamn show, it's terrible. This has been Sports Minute with Christopher Walken.